This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. BJP has filed a complaint with Delhi police against senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for assault and incitement after two party MPs got injured during a peaceful protest by NDA MPs in Parliament House complex yesterday. Addressing a press conference at party headquarters, senior party leader and union minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan accused Mr. Gandhi of misbehaving with NDA MPs in the Parliament House complex. The minister said BJP MP Pratap Sarangi was seriously injured and admitted in the hospital, and another MP Mukesh Rajput was also injured. He said tribal MP Fangon Konyak was treated inappropriately by Rahul Gandhi and she has complained about it to the chairman of the Rajya Sabha. Meanwhile, a delegation of Congress MPs also reached the police station and filed a counter-complaint in the matter. Proceedings of both houses of parliament were marred yesterday over the remarks of Union Home Minister Amit Shah on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. This is the second consecutive day when the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha could not transact any substantive business. When the Lok Sabha met after the first adjournment at 2 p.m., opposition MPs including Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party and others trooped into the well. Amid the din, the presiding officer adjourned the house for the day. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha also. When the House assembled after adjournment at 2 p.m., the incident related to injury of two BJP MPs during a protest in the Parliament House complex was raised. Deputy Chairman Harivansh has dismissed a no-confidence motion moved against the Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar. Opposition parties had moved a no-confidence motion against the chairman, alleging that he was working in a partisan manner. In his ruling, Deputy Chairman termed this an act of impropriety, severely flawed, drawn in haste and hurry to mar the reputation of the Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. He further said it was aimed to damage the constitutional institutions. At least 60 opposition members had signed the notice for removal of Vice President Dhankar from his post on December 10th. Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday chaired a high-level security meeting in New Delhi. The meeting primarily focused on critical security issues with a special emphasis on the situation in Jammu and Kashmir. Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir Manoj Sinha also attended the meeting, which aims to review strategies to ensure peace and stability in Jammu and Kashmir. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan, Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi, National Investigation Agency Director General Sadanand Datte, BSF Chief Daljeet Singh Chaudhary, among other officers, also attended the meeting. Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, TRAI, has successfully implemented a framework to ensure the traceability of all commercial SMS. Ministry of Communications said in a statement that this is a major step towards creating a safer and spam-free messaging ecosystem. This initiative marks a significant milestone in TRAI's ongoing efforts to safeguard consumers from spam while enhancing the transparency and accountability of commercial messaging systems. All major principal entities have now registered their message transmission chains with access providers. From 11th of this month, SMS traffic sent through unregistered paths is being rejected, marking the culmination of this massive exercise. The central government and the Asian Development Bank, ADB, yesterday signed a $42 million loan to strengthen coastal protection to help boost community resilience in Maharashtra. Speaking at the occasion, Joint Secretary of the Department of Economic Affairs, Juhi Mukherjee, said that ADB financing will help to restore and stabilize Maharashtra's coastline and protect the livelihoods of coastal communities. In a statement, the Ministry of Finance said the ADB will help build the capacity of the Maharashtra Maritime Board, ensure management planning, including the establishment of a coastal infrastructure management unit. It said the project will support capacity building of stakeholders in gender equality and social inclusion, coastal management and livelihood activities. The International Cricket Council ICC has confirmed that matches between India and Pakistan in upcoming ICC events till 2027 will be played at neutral venues. And that is the end of this news bulletin.